Brandon Sampson did his PhD at UB in civil engineering, mixing in biology and environmental engineering. He says that involved a lot of wading in the water, looking for mussels, and working on which mussels were doing well and which weren't. He did much of his research in Tonawanda Creek. The water's pretty clean, important because mussels are filter feeders, drawing water and what's in it through their bodies. In the bad days of polluted water, some kinds of mussels made it, and some didn't. Sansom says some kinds of mussels survived those bad years and some haven't, and researchers want to know which is which.
It really just speaks to how hardy some of these organisms are. They are long-lived, and so some species can live 40, 50, maybe even 60 years. And so I think it does speak to their ability to adapt and to persist in sometimes pretty harsh environments.
Even so, he wouldn't recommend eating any of them because of the substances they filter from the water, like those that live in the legendarily contaminated Buffalo River. Sansom says this all started out when hired to do some scuba diving for researchers in the St. Croix River in Wisconsin and Minnesota while an undergraduate at Washington and Jefferson, and becoming very interested in what he saw. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.